This week in our rectory, just on the other side of this wall, we hosted two pastors, pizza with the pastors with some of our school kids. On Tuesday, we had the elementary kids, and then in the high school and junior high on Friday. And we invite about 10 to 12 kids to come and to have pizza with Father Will and myself. It's something Father Will restarted after COVID. They had stopped it, but Monsignor was doing that before. So it's a lot of fun to be there with the kids, and we get into some interesting conversations. This time, with the junior high and high schoolers, we started talking about what they were going to do when they grow up. And so that's always a fun question. And some of them are closer to graduation than others. So some were very clear, like one was absolutely convinced he was going to go to trade school. Others had four or five things that they might do. Some had two things that they were going to do. They weren't sure how they were going to do it together. One wanted to be a mechanical engineer and play professional baseball. And he was going to do both of them. He hadn't really worked out how that was going to work, but he was going to do both. As they were sharing their thoughts about what God might be calling them to do, it was interesting just to see that they were thinking about it in light of the gifts and the talents that they have, the things that they see as their strengths, and somehow that they were going to use those to work or to help others. And I asked the question, I said, well, if I ask this question differently, does it make a difference? If I say, instead of what do you want to do, if I ask, what do you think God wants you to do, what would you say? And our conversation didn't go too much farther, but it was just interesting to see that there is a paradigm shift. Like, what is it that God created you for? What do you think God wants you to do? And maybe those are the same. When I was growing up, I am discerning this question about, well, what does God want me to do? There was a sister, Sister Mary Fagan, a sister of the Holy Spirit, who had a great paradigm that helped me to think through this well. She said, when you're discerning what it is that God is calling you to do, you should think of where your greatest joy and the world's greatest need intersect. So the world's greatest need and your greatest joy, where those intersect, that is a good place to look and to discern. And so that was a key part of my discernment, realizing that my greatest joy was something related to the faith and sharing our faith, and it's certainly a need in the world. This weekend, as I said, this is Called by Name Sunday. And so the bishop has asked each of the priests to share their vocation story. And along with that, to invite you to write down the name of somebody you think might make a good sister or a priest on these cards that are at the end of your pew. And you can also take it home and fill it out and then put it in the mail. And there's also a QR code if you're tech savvy and want to do it that way online. So I'm preaching, I want you to be thinking about that. And maybe write down the name of someone. We won't kidnap them and take them to seminary convent. We're just going to try to get their contact information and send them some opportunities to discern further where God may be calling on retreats or other small group discussions. So to share my vocation story a little bit, I think one thing that as I reflect on, like, how did I end up being a priest? Where did that come from? When I was growing up in the small town of Fredericksburg, I see and I reflect back and I see that my family was all very involved in the church. So they looked at the community and the church as their responsibility to take part in and to make it a better church and a better community. So my grandmother was a great example of that. She would go to the nursing home and help organize communion service or mass or say the rosary with the people there. So she was always helping out with that, or St. Vincent de Paul and sorting through clothes donations. My dad was on the pastoral council for a little while and involved in other things in the community as a coach for youth sports and the Optimist Club and things like that. My mom taught at the Catholic school. of an uncle who was head of the turkey dinner, which was a huge fundraiser for the school. So my family, I saw them, and I saw them as people who didn't just kind of sit back and kind of complain about the world or what's going on in the world, or complain about what's going on in the church while they had their opinions about the world and even about the priests in our parish community, like everybody does, right? They also were involved in helping the community and the church to be a better place. So with that, when I began to think about, well, what is it that God is calling me to do? When I was a junior in high school, we had a retreat led by some young people that had taken a year off of school or after college to to give a year doing retreats. They were called the National Evangelization Team. And so there was a team of them, around 10 or 12 of them, that came and did a retreat for our confirmation class. And just seeing those young people who had given up a year, they were from faraway places that I didn't know, like Minnesota or Wisconsin, Michigan. So very strange places where it snows, whatever that is. But they were really enthusiastic young people who were alive in their faith. They loved the Lord. They loved Jesus. And so there was something that was very attractive. And I remember praying on that retreat just with an openness to whatever, God, you're asking me to do. And then when we were in our seniors in school, so there was no religious ed after you graduated from confirmation. Some people graduated from church and stopped going to church. But there was a group of us that didn't want that to happen. We wanted to continue to have something, and we didn't have a youth group. So my twin brother and my cousin and a couple of us decided that we would get together on Sunday mornings and we would read the readings and we would just talk about the readings. And there was no adult telling us we ought to do that. There was no one who supervised that. We just did it. There was something of, like, we feel called to do this. We desire this. And then getting into college, as I started to continue to think about, well, what is it that God is calling me to do? I had done well in science and math, and so I thought I may be a chemical engineer or something like that. But I had gotten involved at St. Mary's at the Catholic Student Center and started to realize that the thing that was really giving me joy, as much as I loved math and science, was sharing our faith. And I started going to FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and they're sharing the common faith in Jesus Christ, but also being able to share the beauty and the treasure of our Catholic faith and learning how to do that. And I realized that that was kind of set me on fire. It was filled me with great joy. And so as I did that, I started to consider, well, maybe is there a calling to priesthood or something along these lines? And so I started to talk to one of the priests, Father Dean Wilhelm, and with that, began to explore this possibility. And I remembered what Sister Mary Fagan had said on a retreat, that your discernment is looking at the world's greatest need and your greatest joy where those intersect. And I started to realize, I think it could be the priesthood. So I talked with some friends and I ended up going on a retreat and visiting a seminary and decided to stay at A&M, but that I was going to really be open to this possibility. And during that time, it's clear that there are sacrifices that a priest makes, right? Like you, my brothers and sisters, they're all married with children. So saying no to married life and the beauty and the good thing that that is. But I'm saying yes to this availability to the Lord and to the church as a father, as a priest, being a father of a spiritual family. And as that continued to grow, that desire continued to grow to be a priest, then I grew in the freedom to be able to say yes to that possibility. And that was also affirmed by the people around me. So Father Dean and Father Mike and Father David Condorla, all of them were encouraging in that to continue to discern. There was other friends that encouraged me to continue to be open to that possibility. And so in my family as well, they were open to that. So I just want to say that each of us has a role in encouraging our young people. I experience the encouragement of family and friends, and your encouragement of the children around you who you see have those gifts and that God is doing something in their hearts and their lives. to encourage them to be open to the possibility of priesthood or religious life. And that's an important encouragement along the way of discernment. But the key thing is that all of us have some role to play to use our gifts for the building up of the community around us, in the building up of the church. It's not like those who are called to be priests and religious, they get to go and to give their lives in service, but everybody else, we're just going to be couch potatoes, right? Like, that's not the church. Everybody here has gifts to be used for the building up of the kingdom. And so you also have discernment to make. You have your jobs, and hopefully those are things that you find that you're able to serve others and build up others and make the world a better place for others through your work. But there's that additional discernment of what Lord God, what are you calling me to do? Where is my greatest desire that you've given me in my heart? And where is the world's need? And where do those two come together? So this is an important discernment. It's not just what I want to do. So if we just did what we wanted to do and we based that on our lower desires, the world would fall apart. But that we desire, we give ourselves to those higher desires to truly serve and to sacrifice our goods for the good of others, then we begin to find true joy. For our true joy is in following Jesus, who laid down his life for us. And we are called to each to do the same, to lay down our lives for others. When we do that, we find joy in the Lord. So just like those children were discerning, and what is it that God had created them for? I think there are some here that are discerning. Maybe you've discerned and you're still discerning, even if you're over the hill and you're still discerning. What is it that God you made me for? We all have discernment to do, and I just encourage you to do that today. But in addition to that, if you see somebody around you in your family or friends that you think may have a vocation to priesthood or religious life, or that you would encourage to look at that, please fill out the card and turn it in. You can put it in the collection. You can put it in the mail. You can do it online. But we know that God is calling each of us to serve him, and he's calling in particular young men and women to serve him as priests and religious. And today we pray for them that God would give them the courage to say yes.